This is Driven Balance, and we're getting ready for a new episode of Cerebral Exhale. My thoughts, my mind, audible. What's going on, everybody? Today is September 28th. In the year 2020, today happens to be my birthday. This is my 41st trip around the sun. For those of you who don't know or haven't picked out, I am black and I live in America. And as a black male in America, it is very difficult to just exist because of the history that people that look like me has had to go through and endure year in and year out, day after day, week after week, month after month. It doesn't end. It's never ended. The stress that may cause on the psyche of a person that looks like me is unquantifiable. A person that looks like me has to always have in the back of their head what happens today because of the color of my skin. And you may understand that what may happen today may just be an ordinary day. But all it takes is one day and your life can change forever just because of the color of my skin. I want you to think about that. Not because of any other factors that may affect anybody else that does not look like me. Just think about that for a second. I want you to really, really think about that for a second. That my life can change, and not in a positive way, just because of its pigmentation. I can be accosted. I can be verbally assaulted. I can be killed just because of the pigmentation in my skin. Now, I want you to also think about how many other people are affected on a daily by that thought when they get up in the morning. Exactly. Most people who don't look like me don't have that thought. Never have that thought. It doesn't cross their minds. And that is the difference between being black in America, in any other race in America. That's the difference. You know, when you see other people across the world, you know, their pigmentation is rarely an issue. It's rarely an issue. You know, even if you want to say that what goes on in the Middle East, you know, where they have religious strife, where it's, you know, certain religions are persecuted, you know, for your belief. Now, right or wrong, good or bad, whatever. That's something you could hide. If you're trying to survive, you can hide your religion. You can hide, you know, that information. Nobody knows. I can't hide my skin. You know, you can hide your sexual orientation. I can't hide my skin. You can hide any other derogatory thing that society has come up with. I can't hide my skin. You know, those people that are able to get up in the morning and just go about their day and never have to contemplate that I could die today because of the color of my skin, have a burden that they never have to carry. They don't understand the burden of carrying that. You know, if I happen to get pulled over by a police officer and they say, you know, I've watched a lot of videos of people getting pulled over by police officers and they say, oh, well, why are you shaking? You know, and the police officer wants to use that as an indicator of them being nervous about something that they're hiding. And I look at the person who's been pulled over and I understand why they're shaking. I understand why the police may perceive that they are afraid or jittery, because they look like me. You know, I understand that the interaction between somebody that looks like me may not go well. And that's the reason why they're nervous. Whereas in people that don't look like me, that's the furthest thing from their mind. They don't think that they will die at the hands of a cop. Because we all know, and if you're in denial about this, you know, whatever. I don't really care. But the fact is, we all know that care that cops take with certain individuals is starkly different than with other individuals. And when you start to look at these videos over and over and over again, our brain is wired to pick up patterns. Our brain will pick out patterns that we don't even consciously think about, because that's the way the human brain works. It picks up patterns and makes connections. And as you start to see video after video after video after video of one particular incident, and it goes a certain way, then you see another particular incident that is similar and it goes a different way. You know, you start to think about why. What is the reason why? And you can't dismiss it as, oh, well, that was just a bad cop and this is a good cop. And you're like, well, why is it that the good cop never interacts with that person that looks like me in the same manner as the quote unquote good cop interacts with the person that doesn't look like me? The good cop never seems to be involved in that scenario. The good cop, by faith, grace, or luck, seems to always interact in a scenario that is detrimental to his health in a favorable manner with the person who does not look like me. So then you want to ask yourself, well, maybe they put all the bad cops in areas where people that look like me live. That is one conclusion you can come to. So then, you have to ask yourself, why is that? We're going to put the good cops over here and the bad cops over there. So if that's the reason, then again, like I said, again, you have to ask yourself, why? So that means he's doing it on purpose. You know, a famous comedian once said that, you know, there's this notion that they want to say it as, you know, there are some bad cops. Not all cops are bad. We have a few bad apples. And a famous comedian once said that there are some professions you don't want any bad apples. You know, and he goes on to tell the joke. And I believe it was Chris Rock. Shout out to Chris Rock. But he goes on to tell the joke of, you know, just imagine if airlines had pilots that were just a few bad apples. You know, and he goes on to say, he's like, hey, you know what? Most of our pilots like to land. We just have a few bad apples. Are you getting on that plane? Are you going to frequent that airline? Absolutely not. So the point he was making was there are professions where a few bad apples is unacceptable. But our society has allowed those quote unquote few bad apples to be in a profession where they are given the license to defend themselves and the public with deadly force. And when you see a guy chase a cop with a knife and the cop runs away, then this guy turns around, gets in the cop's car, drives off. No shots fired. When you see a guy pointing a gun at people, at cops, cop runs up, disarms the guy, no shots fired. When you see a guy walk into a church and slaughter 9 people, cops come on the scene, no shots fired. When you see this happen over and over, it makes you wonder, well, why are they shooting at a guy who's walking away 9 times in the back? Why does a cop jump out of his car in 2 seconds, shoots a kid because he thinks he has a gun because he's playing in the park with a BB gun? It's a child, not a man, child. So you have a couple scenarios there where the situation is similar. As in, there's a kid in the park playing with what appears to be a gun. You don't quite know if that's a real gun or a fake gun, but you didn't even assess the situation. Within 2 seconds, he jumps out of his car and unloads on this kid. Didn't assess the situation. Yet, on the flip side of that, you have a guy who's in public, who is wielding a firearm, pointing it at people and pointing it at the cops, and he's taken down without a shot fired from either party. No shots fired. Just in case you missed it, that kid looks like me. So again, I ask yourself, I want you to ask yourself, why is it that over 150 years ago, today, to the date, that over 200 people that look like me were murdered for trying to vote? And again, you know, as more things change, more of it's still the same. And you would think an issue that was over 150 years ago would not be an issue today. But unfortunately, it is. And we're still dealing with the same issue. There are people who do not want people like me voting. And they will extract whatever means necessary or they deem necessary to stop people that look like me from voting. You know, and again, that's just one incident that happened today, over 150 years ago. So, as I wake up today, on my 41st trip around the sun, that's what I'm reminded of. And I want you to take a moment to sit in silence and contemplate that. Peace. And that's going to wrap up this episode. Once again, you've been listening to Cerebral Exhale. My thoughts, my mind, audible.